What is the most important ingredient to success? Many would say that it's money or talents or timing or situation or, you know, getting everything right. But in my experience, the number one ingredient to success is actually taking action. And so today I'm going to share why I believe that is, why I've seen that be the case, and how you can leverage that same idea to create success or more success in what you're working on in your life. So let's get into it. So I have this poster on my wall in my office that we've designed, and it's the quote from Teddy Roosevelt called "The Man in the Arena." And to summarize it, it's this idea of it's not the critic who's on the outside of the arena who counts, right? Who's pointing out all the things that are wrong and, you know, how the strong man's stumbling and how, you know, deeds can be done better and all these different things. But this quote goes on to say that the credit belongs to the man who is actually, or woman, who's actually in the arena, right? Who's actually doing the thing. And it gets really detailed and I love it. Whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, right? Who fails, who comes short again and again, because there's no effort without error and shortcoming. And it goes on and on in this quote. And it kind of finishes up by saying, who, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. It's so great. It's such a great quote. And for me, it summarizes the enjoyment of doing, right? The fulfillment of doing something and doing something hard, right? We all have that experience of being on the outside. Parts of me, like in the past, especially, have tended to like be the critic of someone else who's doing something, right? Growing up, I would often do that. And I realized over time that I was doing that because I was scared of doing it myself, right? So I felt like standing on the outside, criticizing the people that were doing it was like a safer space. But there's no valor in that, right? There's no reward for that. And there's certainly no result and fulfillment in your life for that. And so action is one of the most important parts, or maybe the most important step in getting results. We all know a ton of people with talents, money, and all other kinds of things that aren't successful, right? And we all also know people who have none of those things or had none of those things and are very successful. And the reason, the difference, is the ability to take action. It's one of the main differentiators. And because most people want a certain outcome, but are simply procrastinating pursuing it, they don't actually get that outcome, right? Instead, they often, we've all done this, we often research and we prepare for things for years. Sometimes your entire life, you're preparing for something that you want to do, but you don't take action on it. So why is that? Okay, so I thought through that. I've got four things that I came up with as maybe some reasons why you're not starting and you're not taking action, or note for in my life why I have not taken action in certain areas. It's typically in these four categories. So the first one is comfort. Many people, I've had a few mentors that say this, but the hardest people to help change their lives are people whose lives are comfortable enough. So in like financial terms, that might be like the middle class. The middle class is kind of comfortable enough, right? So like it's a lot harder for them to do things that elevate where they are to another level, to a new level, because they're comfortable. It's a lot easier for someone who's struggling and in poverty and like really in pain to get them to take action. But comfort actually leads to inaction. And comfort's a sneaky thing that it will convince you to forfeit the better life that you could have, right? The heaven that you don't know, for the okay and unfulfilling life that you currently have, or maybe the in some cases, the hell that you know. It's a sneaky thing, and it comes in a gradual way. So you got to be aware of it. So comfort is the number one reason for not taking action. Second category, the second thing is knowledge. Not knowing what to do next is a reason for a lot of people that they don't take action. So getting that knowledge is certainly important. But here's the secret about taking action. Taking action is actually is valuable because of what you learn, not necessarily because of the result that it creates in just that single action. And so if you look at action from a learner's perspective, which is one of the little mindset shifts that I learned a little bit ago, you realize that you don't need to know all the steps to how to get to where you want to go. You just need to know the next step. In fact, many people, you don't even need to know the next step. You just need to take another step. And once you take that step, you just adjust and you learn something and you take another step. However, if you learn the shortcuts and avoid all those extra steps, that can save you a lot of time, which is valuable because you only have a limited amount of time. And for that reason, knowledge and mentorship is something really worth investing in. That's something that I do a ton of, and people also do a ton of in our company. But investing in knowledge and mentorship and guidance will help you shortcut. And that is another reason why people don't take action, is knowledge. The third is inertia. Okay, so inertia is the lack of momentum. Momentum is a real thing. Like, think about a car, right? If you had to push a car, right? I've had to push cars before, like back in the day, you know, battery would die, can't start, something like that. And I've had to push cars out of the street, right? And so it usually gets like 3-4 people to push that car out of the street, right? And at the beginning, it's super hard to do, and it's almost impossible to do if you're one person, right? But once you get it rolling, then it becomes easier. In fact, once you get it rolling, one person can do it. In fact, you know, it'll just go on its own and create a lot of havoc, right? And so momentum, that same idea is true in your life, right? So inertia is the lack of momentum. So taking action from a standstill is the hardest action to take. And it's why starting is the hardest thing. It's why people wait years to take action on something that could change their lives in a matter of months, maybe even days or even hours, right? So people wait years to take the first step. You have to overcome inertia or the lack of momentum in order to start delivering momentum and actually start moving. And that's why you need to start as soon and early as possible, and you need to do it consistently to preserve that momentum at all costs. Right? Because it's really hard to start over again. So this means continuing to create consistent action. And so that's the third thing, the third reason. This is probably one of the hardest ones for me, like in my life, has been overcoming inertia. The start of something is definitely the hardest in my experience. And then the fourth one I have here is fear and shame. So this is a really interesting one. A lot of people are scared of, they say they're scared of failing. I would actually say in my experience, is really you're scared of the shame of failing is really what it is. Not the fear of failing, right? Because you wouldn't care about failing, or you might not care about failing if no one was watching, or if you were the only one in the world, you probably wouldn't care about failing. But because we think everyone is watching, and they're all not watching, by the way, we're scared to take action and fail. But we all know that the simple truth is that you can't win unless you take action. You can't win unless you take a shot. You can't make a shot unless you take a shot. And you'll miss many of those shots, but you'll make many of them. That's better than not having taken any of them. Once we see action as learning, this has been the mindset shift, and we turn that idea that people are watching us and waiting for us to fail, and that's really scary and shameful. We turn that into, it doesn't matter if I fail, what is failing, right? You stack the deck in your favor, like, to where this action doesn't really have a failure unless I don't learn something from it, because I just plan on taking another action after that. And I just want to make sure that when I take that next action, I have the information I need to actually do it better, right? So once you move into that mindset, you can move away from shame and into the positive feeling, maybe even sharing that learning with others and inspiring others instead of fearing their shame on you. So those are four reasons that I've seen in my life that I haven't taken action, and I've seen other people not take action. So now let's move on real quick to identifying how you can actually take action successfully. right? If you're wanting to get a certain result, how can you start doing that? We need to understand the simple formula for taking action that leads to success and the outcome we want. So here are some steps that I've used to help take action on towards desires that I have or things that I know I need to do, and then to continue taking action in a way that leads to that result. All right, so number one, get clear on why. So when you take any action, you'll only go through the amount of pain that is kind of like proportionate to the upside, right? And so you need to figure out what that upside is for you. And it's typically not just money and those kind of things. It could be what the result of money creates for you, but you need to get really clear on why so that you have enough motivation to do some of the hard things and take action and take it consistently, because there are some difficult parts, right? So for me, I've always used this tactic of like kind of envisioning towards the end of my life, just looking back over my life. And for me, I wouldn't really care about, you know, feeling shameful or dumb that, you know, I failed at doing this thing or embarrassed about trying something that didn't work. That probably wouldn't matter at that point. But the things that would matter to me are the feelings of having missed an opportunity to pursue something that for me, I knew I was created to pursue, or I had that talent inside of me. That would really sting. That's for me. And so thinking for me, I have potential and talents that have been wasted is a powerful motivator. And I'd hate to have an amazing talent that simply is, you know, is just wasted and always fed by preparation, but never action, right? I don't want to be the person on the outside of the arena who hasn't tried to get in the arena. I don't want to be the cynic on the outside that's criticizing the people inside. I want to be the one doing. And for me, I want to leave all of that on the field of life because that's really powerful. So maybe that works for you too, right? Getting clear on why, and maybe use that tactic of looking back. Number two, starting. So as I mentioned earlier, starting is the hardest part of doing anything new, right? Learning to play an instrument. I've learned to play many instruments as a kid. And the beginning is so frustrating. It's especially frustrating when you know the result you want. So you want to play a certain thing and you wish you could make your fingers move that way, but you just can't. That is a really frustrating part. So starting is really difficult. So here's the deal. If it's going to be the hardest part, let's get it over as fast as possible. And here's what's really interesting. Research shows that it's not that bad. A lot of research shows that all you need is about 20 hours of doing something to get past the hard part of doing it, to where you actually get significant momentum and positive results. You know, I've always heard it takes 10,000 hours to master something. But when you start, you're not trying to master it. You're just trying to get some momentum and positive results. And we know there's a lot of enjoyment and momentum way before you can master something. Like, there's still a ton of enjoyment before you get to 10,000 hours. What you're looking for is momentum and positive feedback. And so think about that, like 20 hours, all it takes to get to where you want to be. And so starting and getting through that 20 hours as fast as possible is one of the key things. All right, number three, doing. So starting isn't really enough, right? We can start, but we need to create momentum. And the way we create momentum is by creating a habit that keeps you consistent so that you create momentum. And so when setting goals, many people set goals around results, right? So like, I want to make this amount per year, or I want my business to grow to this amount, or I want to get to 5% body fat or something like that. But the real goal you should be setting is around the actions that it takes to create that result, because that's what really matters. That's the thing that you can actually act on. If you don't have those actions in place and those habits, then you won't achieve that result. So for me, a good example is fitness, right? If your goal is to build more muscle, like build 10 pounds of muscle and get to 5% body fat, that's a good goal. It's really a target. So I reframe those as targets, but it's really useless because unless you know the certain actions and can take the certain actions consistently to get to that target, you really can't do anything about it, right? So the doing is really what needs to be your goal. That's, you know, working out a certain amount with a certain amount of weight, eating right, you know, those kind of things. Those habits need to be the goals that you're working towards. That's how you achieve the result. And for me, I found that just forgetting about the result and just doing the formula, like working through the playbook, like doing the actions consistently is the best way to do it. And that's all I focus on, is doing the actions for now until I achieve that result. And that result is measurable, right? So doing and creating momentum is the third one. Fourth one, optimizing. So remember when I said become the learner? That's something that somebody taught me a long time ago, and it was really powerful. The goal of taking action is not to win, not to get the result necessarily in that action. It's to learn how to do better in the next action. And so you have to kind of trick your mind to think that no matter what the outcome of the action is, that you still win, right? Because you learned something that can make it better next time. It sounds super cheesy, but it works if you really embrace it. But you have to ask yourself the question every single time, what do I want to learn here from this action? You know, my kids just set up, they do lemonade stands. They're often hesitant about things like, where should we set it up, for traffic? What do we want to charge for things? What do we want to make, lemonade and different types of lemonades and cookies and all those kind of things, right? And then they're scared. They're like, what if we don't sell anything? That's always the thing, right? Well, if the goal is to create a successful lemonade stand as soon as possible, then all we care about is learning what works and what doesn't, right? And then doing it better next time, not if we sell anything today. And that removes the fear. And it's actually how we sell a ton of lemonade within a month or a week or whatever, right? Because you're optimizing. And so optimizing is the key for number four. Number five, measure backwards. And so I borrowed this from a coach that I know, and it can be really powerful, but it's very simple. If you take action and you don't achieve the result that you're targeting, and you measure yourself against that result that you were trying to achieve, then you feel demotivated, right? You failed. You came up short. But if the goal isn't hitting the result in the first try, but it's getting to the result over time and actually getting past the result over time, then you're just trying to learn and progress. And the way you motivate yourself in a positive way is by measuring against the progress that you've made, or measure backwards, so that you see, you can prove to that other little kid brain in your mind, you can prove to them positive momentum to continue and be motivated to continue moving forward. And so measuring backwards versus measuring based on the target is a really powerful concept, because it creates positive energy versus negative energy. Number six, manage your beliefs. And so I talk about beliefs a lot in some other videos, which we can link to, but your beliefs are superpowers for you, but you have to be intentional about them. So what you believe about the results you see and the actions that you take will determine whether you continue or whether you give up. And in fact, what you believe about yourself will determine how you take action, and if the action you take is successful because of that, or if you take any action at all. And so belief is super critical. So I hope this helps you look at the success path for your life a little bit differently, or improve it a little bit and make getting there a little bit easier. Once you realize that action is the key, you realize success is fully in your control, and it's actually not that far away. It maybe is even only 20 hours away, or maybe even the next step away. And so for me, I've applied this in all areas of my life, and I wanted to share it: my business, my kids, my health, my family, my spiritual life. Action is rewarded. Planning is not rewarded. And you want to be the man or woman in the arena. The harder path is more satisfying once you get the result. So go take action, and thanks, and never stop growing.